Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network, based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through Sunday, May 15th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. You have to scroll past the podcast episode list to find the calendar. We'll start by highlighting a couple of opportunities to provide public input and feedback. On Tuesday, you can learn about and provide input on the Project Connect Combined Maintenance Facilities. It's another opportunity to engage around Project Connect. On Thursday, the city's Civil Rights Office hosts a listening session where they seek to learn thoughts and ideas from community members about the Crown Act, wage theft, tenant rights, and hate crimes. On Tuesday, there is a professional development seminar called Climate Equity Plan. What does it mean for Austin? The plan includes the goal of equitably reaching net zero community-wide greenhouse gas emissions by 2040. You will also learn how an equity tool helped account for outcomes related to health, affordability, accessibility, community capacity, cultural preservation, accountability, and a just transition to green jobs. On Tuesday, the Austin Forum on Technology and Society hosts a community conversation called The Metaverse is Here. The event kicks off Metaverse May. Featured speaker Harish Latlikar, CEO and founder of Superworld, shares what the metaverse is, explains the key technologies, and reveals why the metaverse is so compelling and full of potential. Harish will also share where he thinks the metaverse is headed and how it will impact our lives and interactions. And if either of those Tuesday events didn't quite pique your interest, there is a conversation hosted by the Born Global community called Innovation Insights with the AAPI community in commemoration of Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. This event provides an opportunity to learn about the experiences of AAPI entrepreneurs, venture capitalists, corporate and community leaders, and to connect with diverse innovators with a global mindset. Another interesting offering this week takes place Thursday. Capital Factory hosts an event called Accessibility in Tech, intended to help increase diversity in the tech community, as well as to make their co-working space an inclusive environment for people of all backgrounds and identities. In terms of celebrating the contribution of women generally and Latinas specifically, the Emma Barrientos Mexican American Cultural Center hosts the 11th annual festival on Saturday, May 14th, called La Mujer. It is a multidisciplinary festival that will feature a stellar lineup of musicians, poets, visual artists, and women business owners participating in community building, networking, education, and entertainment. The event features a Women of Color Artisan Mercado curated by Free to Friday, ATX. Workforce Solutions Capital Area holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. There's a career training orientation for healthcare on Monday, May 9th, a career training orientation for information technology on Wednesday, and a career training orientation for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades on May 13th. For those who may be in job search mode, on Wednesday, UT hosts an event called Career Forward, where you can learn about continuing education and professional opportunities at UT. Also, on Wednesday, there's a job fair for veterans and a job fair hosted by Austin Up for job seekers who are 50 plus years of age. Also, on the economic opportunity front, a place to go to help kick off your job search is the Goodwill Launchpad Club. The group meets every Friday, 9:30 a.m. We also want to support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We will highlight a few of these upcoming markets, but check the calendar for a full list. Of course, we have the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainability Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Berger Center. The Texas Farmers Market sets up at Mueller on Sunday mornings, and the SoCo Farmers and Makers Market is always an option week to week on South Congress, of course. In terms of artisan markets this week, the Austin Flea is at Captain Quack's on Saturday, and Radio Coffee is the host to the Austin Flea on Sunday, May 15th. Also on May 15th, you can patronize the East Side Pop-Up Handcrafted Vintage Market. And through May 30th, you can support artisans participating in the Blue Genie Art Bazaar's May Market. Now for our fun and free feature this week is the Celebrasia 2022 event on May 14th, the family-friendly festival hosted by the Asian American Resource Center in honor of Asian Pacific American Heritage Month is free, open to the public, and includes performance groups, musicians, food vendors, and hands-on activities by the Asian American Resource Center and other community organizations. Celebrasia will also be an opportunity to learn more about the Phase 2 Expansion Project and Performing Arts Center. I'll end the podcast by highlighting an event of historical significance, the 90th anniversary of Parque Zaragoza on the east side, to be celebrated also on May 14th, a community celebration commemorating the important role that Parque Zaragoza and the Zaragoza Recreation Center have played in the history of East Austin, the Hispanic community, and the city of Austin. This impact includes not only access to a variety of recreational opportunities, but also artistic, cultural, and educational opportunities for families from all over Austin, but particularly East Austin, over the course of 9 decades. The anniversary celebration includes live music, children's activities, an awards presentation honoring Johnny Limon, a beloved community advocate who passed during the pandemic, and the unveiling of a historical marker that notes the Parque Zaragoza has recently been added to the National Register of Historic Places. Lots to be proud of and lots to celebrate. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of Cans Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.